奉主耶稣圣名开始啊，做我的见证。我们先啊，一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。啊，感谢神，我有这个机会来参加 NATS， 然后跟大家在这边一起相处，觉得非常的快乐。
I really thank God that I have this opportunity to attend NATS. I'm very joyful to be here.
最主要有这个机会可以站在这边，然后见证我怎么样从今离开了教会，然后后来又回来。
And especially that I'm able to testify how I have left the church and come back.
因为借着神的爱，所以有再一次的这个机会可以回来教会，然后好好的在这边。
It is through the love of God that even though I have left the church, I had the opportunity to be here again.
那我们先看一段经节，以弗所书第二章二到五节。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 to 5.
以弗所书第二章二到五节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 to 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中的掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节
，Three，
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。第四节
，Four，
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。第五节
，Five，
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。所以基本上我是来自一个信主的家庭。
I came from a believing family.
我的母亲她的名字叫荣小玲，那很多人应该都认识。
My mother's name is Rong Xiaoling, and I believe some of you know her.
一直到她癌症离世之前，都一直非常的热心做主的圣工。
She was very fervent in serving the Lord until she passed away from cancer.
所以我很多时候碰到不同的弟兄姐妹，或者是长子在聚会中，有时候会提起我母亲的服事，那她的语气都是非常的温柔，还有怀念。
I have heard from brothers and sisters and also ministers in their sharing that this sister is very gentle and she's well loved.
但是信仰一直对我来说没有什么很大的意义。
But faith really did not have a very significant meaning to me.
我很小的时候就在台湾的台北教会接受洗礼。
I was baptized at Taipei Church when I was very young.
后来就一直参加宗教教育。
I attended RE,
然后也接着移民来美国
and I also migrated to the United States.
然后继续去的教会
I continue to attend church.
然后我感觉说教会只是一个每个星期要来的地方，没有什么特别的意义
I felt that church was a place that I had to go every week and that it had no significant meaning.
那我来会有很多的朋友跟我一起玩，所以一起的胡闹
I would have a lot of friends to play with and to be mischievous with.
所以以前的皇后教会对我非常的头大，因为我是非常的调皮那时候。
So Queen's Church used to get a headache from me.
曾经跟另外一个弟兄拿飞镖把那个房间的门都射烂。
There's a brother and I who used to play darts, and we would actually destroy a door.
所以负责人的时候，有时没事就要开会，然后看要想说要怎么办。
The council members would have meetings every once in a while to handle us.
然后我也会去参加学生联会。
I would also attend SSC.
但是我在那个不知道为什么那时候都感觉不到神，就是没有特别的感觉。
I'm not sure why, but I did not have any feeling about God.
特别是在求圣灵的这个经验上面。就是说圣经告诉我们说信他的人会有应许宝贵的圣灵。
Especially in praying for the Holy Spirit, that even when the Bible said the Holy Spirit is promised for those who pray for it.
那我也被教导就是说要情意迫切的来求。
I was taught to pray diligently and fervently.
然后在学生灵会的时候，传道说要大声一点，要大声一点。那有时候我会吼到就是没有声音了，都不会讲话了，得不到。
At SSC, we were also being encouraged to pray loudly for it. I would pray to the point that I would lose my voice.
所以感觉可能自己没有这个缘分。
I felt at that time that I did not.I was not really fated to have it.
所以可能也不是被招选的选民。
And that I was not really a chosen one.
所以慢慢的就在教会就变得有点冷淡，因为没有什么特别的体验。
So without any experience, I became more and more cold.
然后上大学的时候的时候就开始学会开车，我认为就是好像可以放出去一样。
When I attended college, I started to learn to drive, so I felt very freed.
我妈原先不让我去，我想去外州念书，她说不可以，所以你要在纽约这个地方 local.
Initially, I wanted to study out of state, but my mom did not want me to leave, so I stayed in state.
但是我在家里，她也没有办法看得住我，因为我会开车，所以我常常就会跑出去。
Even though I stayed at home, I was still able to get out anytime I want since I could drive.
她把车钥匙藏起来，我都会找到在哪里。
My mom would hide the car key at times, and I would still be able to find it.
所以在那时候，那就认识了一些不大好的外邦朋友，因为在那时候就是认识，就在教会也比较很少去，然后所以在世界上就会认识一些不好的朋友，然后对世界上的事情也好奇。
I also made some bad friends outside of church, and since I did not attend church very much,I also became very curious about the things in the world.
然后自己可能自己本身有一些上瘾的个性，所以对什么东西都想尝试，像抽烟、喝酒、毒品，什么都试过。
I'm also very into addictive things, so I try smoking and taking drugs and also taking alcohol.
然后呢，在那个时候，当然也离神就越来越远。
Of course, I was further and further away from God.
所以后来我母亲。他身体不舒服，然后去检查。
Later on, my mom did not feel well, so she was examined.
所以在医院的检查结果那时候是直肠癌，差不多是直肠癌，是差不多快到第四期的时候。
And when she found out about her condition, it was actually intestine
colon
cancer at the fourth and or terminal stage.
所以这对我们家的冲击蛮大的，因为我妈妈从小就是在家里跟我妹妹因为我爸爸他是飞行员，所以他常常不在家。
This was a huge blow to our family because my dad had to be away for his job as a pilot.
好，所以他后来也是在台湾飞行哈，所以也是中华航空公司的，这边有很多员工。
He's also in China Airlines, so as many of you may know him.
所以那我们人是在纽约，所以他几乎都没有什么时间回家。
It was very rare for him to be able to come home.
所以我感觉说难听一点的话，我觉得我妈好像有时候像寡妇一样。
If I put it badly, my mom is like a widow.
For the lack of better words.
For the lack of a better word.
所以呢，那所以。因为这个原因，那我又开始开始跟神很迫切的祷告。
Because of this reason, I started to pray deeply to God.
他开始接受化疗，然后这个过程非常的折磨。
She went through chemotherapy, and that was a very painful process.
那我看了也非常的不忍心，因为他就是慢慢变得很瘦，然后又就是很可怜。
I also feel very pain in my heart because she became very slim and very sad looking.
所以我真正的就是在那一段时间有好好的在跟神祷告。我说神啊，如果你需要的话，把我生命的寿命减掉一点给他，加在他身上都没有关系。
During that period of time, I really pray hard to God and even telling God, if I can give some of my years to mom, please take some.
我自己本身不需要活这么久，但是请你让他活久一点。
I don't think I need to live for that long, but please let my mom live longer.
所以化疗之后，他的病况有变好转一点然后他自己也觉得好像感觉比较好。
After the chemo, she became better and she also felt better.
那她认为说神医治了她，她还到处去做见证。
She thought that God had healed her and she went around testifying.
所以看得这样子，那我心里也觉得非常的感谢，也觉得非常的好。
After seeing that, I was very thankful in my heart and I felt that this was good.
但是这样的情况只维持了一小段时间，后来她的癌细胞又回来了，侵蚀她。
But this only persisted for a while and the cancer returned.
然后最后那一段日子，由于我们没有，他没有特别的什么健康保险，所以他想要回台湾去治疗，因为他在台湾他有这个健康保险。
During the last stretch of her life, she did not have insurance, so she wanted to go back to Taiwan for treatment.
然后呢，我记得那天晚上我们去送飞机的时候，他也是给我一个拥抱哈，然后就是说take care.
I remember when we sent her off at the airport, she gave me a hug and said, take care.
然后她就住进了，她一回台湾没多久就住进了加护病房。
After she went back to Taiwan, and not long after, she went to ICU.
然后呢，没多久我台湾那边的亲戚就打电话回来，就是说你跟 Tina 要回来，你跟你妹妹应该要回来，因为她的情况不是那么好。
And then we received some phone call from relatives asking me and my sister Tina to go back since her condition is really not good.
我再次，我回台湾的时候看到她的时候，她已经都是插满了管子，然后躺在那个台大医院的 ICU 里面。
When I went back to visit her, she was already intubated in many places, and this was at the Taiwan National University Hospital.
看起来真的是很，我觉得我那时候他，我看到他那样子，我觉得非常的伤心。
I was very sad when I saw her.
然后呢，一天那时候只能看病三次，所以然后他在他的台大医院的楼下有一个病患的家属宿舍，所以那边只有一个小床位。
There were only three visits allowed per day. And there was also a place for family members to rest, and that was a very small bed.
所以我只有三个时间能进去看她。
I only had three times every day to visit her.
然后我记得有一次去看她的时候，她虽然是醒的，但是她也不会说话，因为她用大量的这种止痛药哈，所以她就是有点神志已经不清楚了。
I remember even when I visited her.She may be awake, but she could not really talk since she was having heavy doses of painkillers.
所以不了解为什么你这么热爱神的工人，做这么多圣工，你会变成这样子。
I cannot understand that as such a fervent and loving worker of God that you would become like this.
所以我心里在跟神说，为什么要这样子？他会这样子变成这样子了，然后就是没有其他办法了吗？为他做了什么事情
？I said to God in my heart, "Can there be other way?" What has she done?
然后那时候我常常会走路到台北教会去祷告，因为台大医院走到那边很近。
During that time, I would often walk to the church to pray since the hospital is quite close.
所以我还是抱着有一点点的希望，但是我觉得好像非常的不乐观。
I had a little bit of hope, and yet I was pessimistic.
所以在1997年7月16号，神就把她接走了。
In 1997, July 16th,The Lord had called her.
那我那时候感到非常的愤怒，所以我对我自己说，我以后绝对不会再去教会。
I was very angry and said to myself, I will never put a foot into the church again.
我的日子以后再也没有神，因为有神的话，不会有这样子的事情发生。
My future days will not have God anymore because this would because I because 因为什么
啊。我认为说有神的话不会这样子有这样子的事情发生。
That if God exists, this would not have happened.
我觉得非常的不公平。
I felt that it was very unfair.
所以呢，那就是这样子，然后就是继续过我的日子，然后为就是反正就是那时候也念完书，然后就在工作。
I continued to live like that. I finished school and I started working.
然后工作得很努力，我玩得也很努力，所以我也不在乎。那时候反正还很年轻，我觉得我也不 care.
I worked very hard, but I also played very hard, and I didn't really care.
所以呢，有一天呢，在2006年的6月的时候，我到朋友家玩。
In 2006, And the month of June, I went to a friend's place to play.
那时候是差不多晚上，就是说大概我在想说八九点的时候吧。
I think that was around 8 or 9 p.m.
那他们在那时候就刚好有一些毒品 cocaine。
They had some cocaine.
所以就问我说你要不要来一点？所以那我自己没有什么毒瘾，所以我以前也试过几次，所以那我也我觉得没有什么大不了，那我就接受。
And asked me if I wanted to try some, since I had tried a few times before and I don't really have an addiction yet, so I thought I'll give it a try.
所以用过之后，那我继续跟朋友聊天，但是我觉得身体有一些变化，有一点不自觉的会震动。
After I've tried some, I continued to converse with my friends, but then I started to notice something different about my body, which is that it started to tremble.
所以它不是发抖或者是抽筋，但是好像是有像一种有节律的这种震动。那我的朋友也发现了。
It seems like it's a rhythmic type of trembling, so even my friends had noticed it.
所以他们就是说你躺在沙发上休息一下，然后眼睛闭起来。
They told me to lay down on the sofa and close my eyes.
那我那时候也觉得有点害怕，所以我就是躺下来，就是想要休息一下。
I was afraid at the time, so I thought I should rest.
但是在那时候呢，我就开始看到一些比如就是一些意象，就是一些图片那样子。
At that time, I started to see some type of visions.
我看到好像有人在画画，先画了一个圆圈，然后那个圈会亮。
I see somebody drawing something, and there would be a circle that lights up.
然后它会浮动，然后它就是跑到我的头顶上。
It would float and come to my head.
然后它开始有，然后开始画脚，有像太阳一样的，不知道是花朵还是脚，我感觉像太阳。
I think it looks like a sun to me.
对，好像是有人拿铅笔在纸上画画，但是它是会亮的，然后是很有点立体的。
Just like somebody drawing on a piece of paper, except that this is actually floating or it's 3D.
所以那时候我觉得我眼睛可能花了，我觉得说怎么会这样子？那我突然跳起来，我觉得就是很奇怪。
I thought maybe there's something wrong with my eyes, so I jumped up.
那我看，那我在后来的时候呢，我就是在眼睛张开的时候，但是我还是会看到这个意象，很奇怪。
Even when my eyes were open, I could still see this picture.
那后来它里面就出来一个大铁球，就是上面有刺的那种大铁球。
Then, from this, there was a metal ball with spikes that would come forward.
好像是就是说人家拆房子用的那种大的铁球，然后在那个太阳的形状里面这样子，好像慢慢的转。
It seems like those balls that are used to demolish a building, and it's inside that sun, and it rotates in there.
所以朋友那我想要把它揉掉，我以为我眼花了，所以我怎么样揉，但是它就是一直要看它，你不可以揉掉。
I'm trying to get rid of the visual, but it keeps coming at me.
所以我看到朋友，他就是在我朋友的左边。
And when I look at my friends, this picture would be on the left.
我揉一下眼睛，我想看地上，那地上又会出现。
I try to scratch my eyes and look at the floor, and the visual continues to be there.
然后呢，我那时候感觉我有点恐惧，所以我平常就是算是一个胆子蛮大的人，但是那时候我说真的有点害怕，我不知道是什么，因为我以前从来不会这样子。
I think I'm a brave person, but that.Time, I was actually quite afraid since I've never experienced this.
特别是我感觉那个铁球要砸到我的头。
Especially when I felt that the metal ball was about to hit my head.
因为它好像在慢慢的转，然后准备要弹出来那样子。
It looks like it's being turned and it's about to being flinged out.
所以朋友要我赶快躺下来，然后我又再躺下来，然后后来它暂时消失了，那我就松了一口气。
My friend asked me to lay down some more, so I did that, and it seemed to have disappeared for a while.
但是没多久呢，又有新的影像在我头上方出现。
But not long after, there are other visuals that came into my head.
先是又是一个圆圈，然后这个圆圈是立体的，然后里面好像可以看到就是有楼梯那样子。
It was a circle, but then it became three-dimensional, and then there are stairs with it.
然后看起来又是像人家在画画一样，所以看起来就像漫画里面的那种图案。
It looks like, again, somebody is drawing it, and it's like comics.
然后这时候出来了两个人形。
This time there were two shapes of men.
没有什么特别的人形，就是一个头，然后脚，然后这样子就走出来，好像动画一样，像那种电视上的漫画一样。
It's like anime or some type of animation where you see these figures that are being drawn coming out.
那突然我就看到它其中一个影像就是一个女人的侧脸。
One of them is actually a woman on the profile.
因为她会扎了一个马尾在后面，然后呢，但是我看不清楚她的脸。
But there, it seems like there's some braiding, and but I could not really see the face.
所以大家看过小叮当漫画的话，里面有一个人物叫静怡，一个小女生，我觉得就是那个女生的样子。
If you have read Doraemon before, it is the female, the main female character.
然后她是侧的面看着我，所以我看到她，她也不会，也没有声音，也没有话。但是呢，我那时候就觉得非常的感动，因为我看到她呢，我在灵里面感觉到，就是这就是我母亲。不知道为什么。
Oh, even though she did not say anything, but I felt that in spirit, this was my mother.
然后我就非常的伤心，然后因为我十几年自从她去世以后，这是我第一次感觉就是好像她，但是我再说一遍，我看不清楚这个脸，所以我她没有形，就是只是一个好像小女生的那个图样。
So this is 10 some years since my mom had passed away, and this is really the first time I felt this way. Again, I want to emphasize that there was no talking, and I could not really tell if this is my Then after that, there was another figure that came out, which is about a foot tall.On my left-hand side.
他眼睛是闭着，然后他有长长的头发，有胡子，然后他身穿一个袍子。
His eyes are closed. He had long hairs, and he had a mustache and robes.
这在我之前电视上看过，在探索频道，有讲说意大利有一块布，很多人认为说这是包耶稣的布，然后他这块布上面有印的这种好像十字架钉痕的这种人形，但是我强调。我不是说这就是耶稣，我只是看到的是那个面孔。
This reminds me of a documentary that I watched of this piece of cloth, which was believed to be the robe that Jesus wore at crucifixion. But again, I did not really see this person, so I don't want to say that he's the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，他出来就在我左边，然后也是像人家素描那样子画出来的，就是黑线，然后透明的，就是说我眼睛打开，我也可以看到他在这边。我眼睛闭起来，我看得更清楚，因为只有看到他。
He's transparent, and so doesn't matter where I look, I would always see him there on my left hand side.
然后开始他就有一个圆光从他旁边这样子慢慢的起来，他那个圆光是白色的，很亮。
Then there's this round light, which is very white, and bright.
它这个光线照到我身上的时候，好像就是一个，在我身上游移，就像好像一个手电筒一样。你可以感觉到它那个光有一个光。
When it shines to me, it's like a flashlight, and you could sense that there is a light.
那它停留在我的脸上一段时间。
It rested on my face for a while.
所以在这时候我就是真的我已经不知道怎么，我不知道是自己是什么。什么感觉？我不知道是怕、还是我已经没有什么感觉了。但是我在这时候，我确定自己就是说在看一种异象，因为我以前听过。
At this point, I really do not know how I felt, whether I was afraid or something, but I think this is a vision since I've heard before.
所以呢，我觉得我在那时候就是说。我的感觉可能是我有好事情发生，我不知道为什么会那样子想。
My feeling was that something good is about to happen.
那我们再看一下以弗所书第五章十三十四节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
以弗所书第五章十三到十四节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13 to 14.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切人显明的就是光。十四节
，14。
所以主说：“你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，经过就要用光来照你。”所以呢，在这边呢，我 我感觉我那时候不知道接下来会面对是什么事情。
I did not know at the time what would come after.
接下来他的光从我脸上，然后开始照在我的身上。
The light went from my face to my body.
那在那一刹那，我感觉到好像强大的电击一样，然后我是一种难以想象的这种剧痛，然后我身体好像要停止，人要休克那样子。
There was a strong electric surge type of feeling, and I felt as if I was going to stop at that moment.
然后它几秒钟就停掉，然后我睁开眼睛，挣扎地坐了起来。
After a few seconds, it stopped, and I tried to struggle to have my eyes open.
我的朋友都在我旁边，他们张大了眼睛，很恐惧地看到我。但是我那时候没有想要跟任何人来说话，或者是讨论发生什么事情，因为这太难以置信。My
friends stared at me in fear, and I didn't really want to say anything.
所以呢，我想拉着朋友继续聊天，然后好像当作没事。但是我不管我的脸转向哪里，他这个影像就在我旁边。I
wanted to continue to talk to my friends, but regardless of where I turn, this visuals continue to be there.
然后就开始那个光会开始搜索那样子。And
then the light would actually go back
searching. 就是搜索 ，yeah. 所以呢，我就开始拼命的揉眼睛，但是又是揉不掉，你一定要看。I keep
scratching my eyes, but the visuals just persist.
然后它那个光就是要，然后一直这样子，每次来的时候就是好像被电击那样子，然后也是一样，就好像要休克。Every
time the light comes, you would feel the shock and as if you're gonna stop.
所以人家在那时候要拿热毛巾啊，拿垃圾桶说 Patrick 来吐掉。 抠一抠你的喉咙，把那毒品看看吐掉。And
some of them said, maybe you can try to vomit out the drug that you took.
我什么都吐不出来，因为那时候口干舌燥的，我连水都不想喝。At
that time, I could not really vomit out anything, and my throat felt very dry.
所以在那时候，我有一些不祥的预感，说那天晚上我可能会出事，我可能会死在我朋友家里。That
night. I felt that that night I might die at my friend's place.
因为我的罪恶很深重，然后可能就是这是一种结局。Because
my sins were heavy, and I felt this is the end for it.
然后我很就是说开始叫朋友说看可不可以叫救护车，但是就是说我只是这样子讲一下，然后他那光又来了。I
started telling my friends maybe we should get an ambulance, and at that moment the light came again.
所以在 休息之间休息的一段时间，然后那时候那个小女孩的那个图像突然出现。Then
while I had rested for a while, the visual of the female came back out again.
她旁边出来一个圆的插图，然后就是一个人跪下来祷告的形象。It
seems like there's another drawing which shows that she is kneeling down to pray.
Just a person kneeling down.
There's no face, so it's just a figure of someone who is kneeling
to pray.
At that time, I haven't prayed for 10 some years.
所以我看到这个图片的时候，那时候是一种提醒，说我现在需要祷告。
That was a reminder to me that I had to pray.
所以我就起来就跟朋友讲说，我现在需要祷告，我需要用你的沙发。I
then stood up and told my friends that I need to pray now and use your sofa to do so.
所以那时候我的朋友好像觉得不可思议，我可以看到他们出来的眼神，好像觉得你疯了，那种眼神看着我。I
can see in my friends' eyes that they think I'm crazy.
因为我知道他们完全看不到我在看的东西。I
know that they cannot see what I'm seeing.
所以大家又开始问我说你有没有事情，我说我没有事情，你不要烦我，我现在就是要祷告。然后我就在上了他们我朋友客厅的沙发，就跪在那边祷告。They
asked me, are you okay? And I said, don't bother me, and I knelt down to pray on the sofa.
我原先是就是说盘在下面，然后我一跪下来，我说 奉主耶稣圣名祷告，主啊，求你赦免我的罪。
When I knelt down to pray, I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive my sin.
我说我犯了很多的错误，我非常对不起你，请你赦免我。
I've committed many sins. Please forgive me.
如果今天晚上你需要把我接走的话，你让我一些时间准备，然后我也可以准备好。
If you want to take me tonight, please give me some time to prepare.
我真的觉得说那天晚上会死在朋友家，不然就是反正自从后来原先觉得好像有好事，后来变成不好的事情，不祥的事情感觉。
Originally, I thought there were good things coming, but later on, it turned into feeling that there were bad things coming.
没多久在沙发上祷告几秒的时候，我发现我自己是突然跪直的祷告，然后身体在震动，舌头也在跳动。
After I prayed for a few seconds, I realized that I actually was kneeling straight up, and that my body started to shake and my tongue started to roll.
所以我知道这是因为我之前在教会也很久一段时间，我知道这是圣灵。
I knew,
因为我不会这样子突然祷告，然后舌头会跳动。
I knew that was the Holy Spirit because it wouldn't just happen by chance.
而且我在朋友沙发上祷告的时候，我觉得我都是很小声，我觉得我很难为情，跪在那边几个人在看我祷告。
And I was thinking that I probably was very soft because it's kind of embarrassing to pray with my friends there.
还非常注意我的自己的形象。
I was still very concerned about my image.
然后呢，就是开始祷告了一段时间，我就停了，因为我觉得这很难看。
After I prayed for a while, I stopped because I thought this is not good.
因为我跪在人家的沙发上，身体震动，然后嘴巴这样子，好像在说舌音。
And I was kneeling on their sofa, and my body was shaking, and I was rolling my tongue. So this is the visual. That.
所以一停下，接下来马上那个影像又出现，然后光又出来，再次被打一次。
As soon as I stopped praying, then the visual came back out, and then I would feel the shock again.
我那时候已经有点习惯了，我就开始眼睛闭起来了。我想说反正可能人死之前都要经过这样子。
I started to close my eyes, thinking that I'm getting used to this. Maybe this is how it feels to die.
在那个时候呢，我真的感觉有灵界，有天国，有地狱。
At that time, I really felt that there was a heaven, there's hell, there's the spiritual realm.
我觉得有点恐惧，因为我不知道说即使那天晚上被接走的话，我会去哪里。
And I felt afraid, not knowing where I would go if I were to be taken that night.
但是一切都是非常的刺激，因为在那时候发生的事情太突然。
But everything was so exciting because it was so sudden.
那我们再看诗篇第七章。
Let's refer to Psalm 7.
十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
诗篇第七章十一节到十三节。
Psalm 7, verse 11 to 13.
诗篇第七篇。十一节到十三节。
Psalm 7, verse 11 to 13.
所以十一节，神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。十二节。
12.
若有人不回头，他的刀必磨快，弓必上弦，预备妥当了。十三节。
13.
他也预备了杀人的器械，他所射的是火箭。所以我后来看到这一经节， 我感觉那天晚上应该就是会， 我再次说一遍，就是我真的会觉得自己会死那天晚上。
I really felt that I would pass away that night.
然后呢，我突然这时候听到有人按门铃，然后看到救护人员救护车警察也进来。
At that moment, someone rang the doorbell, and the ambulance and the police came in.
所以这时候，因为我朋友已经打电话给911，所以他们都来了。
Because my friends had called 911.
然后就是，然后他们拿了担架，然后我在上担架之前呢，然后我跟我朋友说 goodbye， 好像觉得就是这也是我觉得我会 either 死在车上或者死在医院。
So while they were taking me away, I was saying goodbye to my friend, thinking that I would either die in the ambulance or at the hospital.
所以在车上呢，然后他那个有一个医护人员站在后面，他把贴纸贴在我的这个身上，然后连接到心电图的机器。
There was a worker in the ambulance that connected some instruments to my to my heart, to measure my heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, 然后我可以听到这个机器就是滴滴滴，就是很calm的这种声音。
I could hear a very normal pulse.
然后呢，我还看到这个光一直跟着我们，因为这光跟纽约市的接着，纽约市是有点像橙黄色的，但是这光是白色的。
This light, which is white, or whiter than the New York city lights, continues to follow.
然后在救护车里面，然后又被挤一次。
And I was shocked again in the ambulance.
这时候那个救护人员很恐惧，他过来叫我，然后叫我保持清醒。他以为我要休克。
The worker thought that I was going to pass at that point, so he tried to shake me and tell me to stay awake.
他过来抓着我说，Patrick，你要保持清醒，你不可以这样子。
He said that Patrick, you really need to stay alert. You can't pass out.
马上就到医院了，我们马上就到了。
We're about to get to the hospital.
那我不认为说我可以控制的情况，所以我也没有回应他。
At the time, I didn't feel like I could control it, so I didn't really respond.
所以光照再一次照在我身上，然后原本站在我左边的这个神的这个形象呢，突然钻进我的身体里面，很快的出来。And
at this point, the male figure on the left went into my body and then came out.
他手上抱，就这样子，他这次出来手上是这样子抱一个圆圆的东西，像一个婴孩的小东西。And
he carried this thing that looks like a little baby.
那我后来有把我的意向跟梁德仁传道讲，然后他的解释就是说，他这是应该罪的胎，在雅各书第一章十五节里面记载。
So when I shared this with Preacher Liang, he said that this might be referring to the babe of sins, which is recorded in James chapter 1, verse 15.
他说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
And that sin, when it matures, will bring forth death.
所以呢，在差不多凌晨一两点的时候，我就被送进医院的这个emergency room.
At about 1 or 2 in the morning, I was sent into the emergency room.
然后我也是在 一群的医疗人员面前又再一次被电击。
I was shocked again in front of the hospital workers.
我那时候心里非常的忧伤，然后我就把眼睛闭着。
I was very sad and I closed my eyes.
他们要问我什么问题，我也不想跟他们交谈，所以他们就离开了。
Whatever they asked me, I didn't really feel like responding, so they left.
那后来的时候呢，这个小女孩的图像又出现。
At that time, the female figure, which I think is my mom, showed up again.
我又开始变得非常的伤心。
Then I became very sad.
因为我一看到她，我就知道她是谁。
As soon as I saw that figure, I knew who it was.
然后我灵里面的感觉就是这样子。
That's how I felt in the spirit.
这次她出来三个图片。
And this time, there were pictures that came out of it.
第一个图片是一根烟，就是一根烟，然后上面还有画出来的三根烟那样子。
The first visual is a cigarette, and above it, it's three other cigarettes.
第二个图片是一个小木柜。The
second is a little wooden box.
然后呢，第三个图片呢是一把手枪。
The third is a gun.
那我一看，我大概就知道他想跟我讲什么东西。As
soon as I saw, I knew what it was telling me.
烟呢？那时候我每天差不多要抽差不多一包烟。
At that time, it was very normal for me to smoke a pack of cigarettes every day.
我妈以前就很讨厌我抽烟，然后一直要跟我讲说你要戒，你要戒，你要戒。My
mom kept telling me before that I had to give up smoking.
所以那个图片就是跟你讲说你不要再抽烟。That
picture is telling me not to smoke anymore.
然后小木柜里面，小木柜我看到小木柜，我也知道那是什么，里面有一些不好的刊物。 然后还有放一些大麻在里面。
And that little box is containing porn and marijuana and marijuana.
然后呢，它是在我房间里面，所以不可能有其他人知道这个柜子是什么。
And that box is in my room, so no one would know about it.
然后第三个东西，手枪呢，就是说那时候我已经报考纽约市的这个 NYPD 的这个考试，然后还考了100分。
At that time, I actually had signed up to be an NYPD trainee and actually score 100% on the test.
他们一直要寄信叫我说继续的这种 不同的测验，像这种心理测验，然后还有这个 physical， 就是其他的这些测验。
They kept sending me letters to invite me to do more testing on psychological tests or other type of tests.
我也准备报考，那时候是很多联邦的这些执法单位的机构。
I was also applying for some federal type of positions.
因为我觉得说你可以在纽约市带枪，那是蛮威风的。
I felt that it would be quite a show that I could carry a gun in New York City.
所以呢，也跟我讲说你不要再玩枪了。
That visual is telling me not to play with guns anymore.
接下来呢，那我开始问我自己的问题了。
Then I started to ask myself.
我说我可以飞行吗
？Can I fly?
因为在那时候我也在开飞机，我已经学了差不多快100多小时。
At that time, I had over 100 hours of flight time.
然后我单飞也飞了差不多两个60 迈的单飞。
I even flew by myself for 60 miles.
甚至有一次的单飞，起飞的时候都晚上了，然后很危险，因为你学生飞行员不能在晚上飞行。
Even though we're as a student are not supposed to fly at night, I had done that too.
所以神的保守让我安全的回来到这个当地的机场，然后降落，把飞机开回去。
Thank God for his protection that I was able to land safely and bring the plane back.
所以我准备要想要投资更多的资源，然后时间准备接受更高级的飞行训练。
I was thinking, I was prepared to put in more resources to get trained for more flight.
我蛮羡慕我爸爸的工作，可以一天到晚跑来跑去，不用在家里。
I really admire my dad's job, that he could fly everywhere and not to have to be at home.
所以尚凯应该了解嘛。Paco.
Yeah. Paco probably understands.
所以呢，那后来呢，我的心里提着问，那后来出现的一项，我记得很清楚，就是说，因为我那时候训练的时候是那个小飞机，螺旋桨的小飞机。
I was trained with these smaller airplanes.
最后来图片出来的那个飞机是破碎的飞机。
Then the last picture that popped up is a plane that is in pieces.
它的螺旋桨在地上，然后翅膀在右边，然后反正就是破碎的那样子。
So the wings were on the floor and the other pieces that are around.
所以可能这个也不行。
So it seems that this is also not good.
我想做的事情完全都不行。
Basically, all the things I wanted to do was not okay.
但是这应该也是有原因的。
But I believe there is a reason.
因为很多这些工作可能不是很适合像我就是很适合我。
Because a lot of these are not really suitable for me.
所以在我承诺之后，那母亲的影像就消失了，然后这时候神又站出来。
At this point, that visual disappeared, and then the male figure, which I think is God, appeared again.
他的面容还是很严肃，基本上没有改变，因为他从头到尾都是那个样子。
His face never changed. It was always very serious.
他眼睛都是闭的，然后你也不知道他在想什么，他也不会说话。
The eyes are closed, and you could not hear anything.
所以呢，在这时候呢，那我他的光球消失了，所以他是站在正中间。他之前都在左边嘛，所以方便那个光球的位置在中间。
So before he was on the left, but now he's in the center, and that's where the light is.
所以我看到那个光球消失的话，我心里蛮开心的那时候。
When I saw the disappearance of that light, I was quite happy in the heart.
我不用再受到电击。
That I did not have to be shocked anymore.
但是呢，在这个时候呢，我感应到一个对话哈，就是说在灵里面的电话，也不是听到声音，就是感觉到这样子说，神啊，把他带走好了。
But I also felt this conversation, which is that, God, take this person away.
我不知道是谁说的，反正就是这样子。然后回答就是说，不行，他有工作没有做完。
And the answer was that no, he had work to do.
我今天下午在翻梁德人传道这个，他讲耶利米书的话，他也是有讲这个有工作没有做完的事情，我觉得非常的惊讶。
When I was interpreting for Preacher Leung earlier this afternoon, he also said something similar, which was somewhat shocking to me.
如果你没有工作做完的话，你想死也死不了。
If you haven't finished your work, even if you want to die, you cannot die.
他真的这样讲，我听到我都 我很 surprise.
He really said that, and I was very surprised.
我没有跟他讲我的见证或者什么。
I did not tell him my testimony.
所以呢，学的这个痛苦慢慢的逝去，那我觉得我又很贪恋这世界上的东西，就是食物。我那时候很饿。
I also had love for something in the world, which is food, and at the time I was very hungry.
我在想说可不可以出院，我到 Flushing 等一下去吃什么。
I was thinking as soon as I got sent out of the hospital, I would go to Flushing to eat.
我记得那时候想的是想要吃碗牛肉面。
And I was thinking of beef stew noodle.
所以那时候我就没有办法专心的祷告。这样子的念头一出现呢，神立刻转身就要走。
As soon as I had that thought in mind, that male figure turned and was going to leave.
这时候我第一次看到他的后面，他就真的这样子要走，就像好像，就像我形容就像卡通一样，他就走了，就准备要走了。
It looks just like cartoon. He turned and was just about to leave.
那我又向他祈求，他又回来。
I asked him to come back.
但是我一不专心，他又走。
And as soon as I lost focus, he would leave.
他这样来来回回了两三次，我自己都觉得很糟糕，但是我真的没有办法专心。
This happened about a few times, but I really did not have the ability to focus.
因为人的肉体就是有这种食物的需要，就是有这些情欲在，你没有办法，有时候很难去控制。但是呢，我们需要就是说尽量。
Our body has these kind of desire, and it's hard to control our desire for food.
所以呢，我记得小时候学生联会的时候，传道教我们说，你不能专心祷告的时候就想十字架。
And I remember when I was young during SSC, the minister would teach us if you cannot really focus, think about the cross.
那我就开始想着十字架，然后继续跟他祷告，说神啊，我准备好了，要可以走了。如果要走的话，现在就可以走了。
So I started to focus on the cross, and I was saying that.I'm ready to go if this is the time.
但是在这时候，我看到这个神旁边，他出来另外一个意象呢，就是一个小图片。这次是一个人钉在十字架上面。
Then at this time, next to the God figure, there's another visual that came out, which is a cross.
所以我在这时候明白说，神要我们常常思想纪念他为我们死这个十字架上的救恩。
This made me think that God wants us to constantly think about that He had died on the cross for us.
所以这是最后一次，然后他慢慢的就这样子往后退，那整个意象就这样子消失了。
And he started to disappear, and the vision is gone.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕的神成为雅各的神，那我母亲的神也成为我的神。
Abraham's God became Isaac's God, and my mom's God became my God.
所以非常庆幸的可以有这个机会。
And I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
那后来呢，我回到家的时候，我做的第一件事情就想将小木柜里面的东西全都丢掉。
After I went home, I wanted to throw away everything in that little box.
然后也回到我曾经出走的教会，就是皇后教会。
I also went back to the church that I left, which is Queen's Church.
在之后呢，我觉得我自己的感觉就是感觉有点不一样，我自己本身的感觉不一样。
I also felt different.
我对就是说好像不好的事情就变得非常的敏感。
I became very sensitive to things that are not good.
首先呢就是把一个人不知道朋友给我的一个什么东西不好的东西，然后我想到突然想到有这个东西就。然后我就拿起来要收拾掉，就要丢掉。
I all of a sudden thought of something that was given to by my friend to me that was not good, and I wanted to throw it away.
然后最印象最深刻的就是说，有一次在开车的时候，等红绿灯的时候，我把一瓶水喝光了，然后随手就丢到外面去。
What was most impressionable was that one time at a red light, I finished a bottle of water and was just about to throw it out.
蛮缺德的行为，但是我以前是不是很 care 这种事情。
In the past, I really didn't care about littering.
反正有扫垃圾的车子要来扫。
I felt that since there is these cleaning trucks.
然后呢，在我丢完的时候，继续等着红灯，我的内心开始觉得非常的不安。
But this time, as I throw out the trash, While waiting for the red light, I felt very bad inside.
想说为什么你会这么恶劣呢？要把这个水瓶丢在外面？你等一下丢不行吗？
I felt very bad, thinking that can I just hold on to a little bit longer and throw it out later?
我就把门打开，我就把它捡回来。
So I opened my door and picked up the trash.
所以呢，我觉得这就是可以圣灵带给我们的帮助，它有责备的功能。
I feel that this is the function of the Holy Spirit in that it can rebuke us.
然后最主要的体验就回来教会，我觉得这个道理一切的像传道讲的话都非常的扎心，开始可以了解说圣经要教导的事情。
The most important thing is the truth or the message that we hear from the pulpit that these words of God start to pierce into my heart.
我以前是听大概不到五分钟安息日绝对睡着。
Before, I would be at most 5 minutes into the sermon before I started to sleep.
我妈妈试着说你早点睡，你早点睡，第二天不会打瞌睡。我说好，那早点睡，第二天去教会还是要睡觉。
My mom would tell me sleep earlier, but even if I did that, I still went to the church the next day dozing off.
但她跟我讲说，我不管你来教会，你只要来教会，你在座位上睡觉，你也要来。
And my mom said, it doesn't matter. It is better for you to doze off in the church than not going.
但是我现在觉得说道理非常的好，非常的丰富，然后有很多的奥秘在里面。我以前是看不懂的。
But now I feel that the truth is so wonderful, and there's so much mystery in it. And before I did not understand.
最主要是我渴望，就是因为我感觉有灵界，所以这个人死后一定会有审判。
And now I know for certain that there is a spiritual realm and that after death, there is judgment.
所以我真的会很渴望天国，然后天国是努力的人进去。我希望有一天真的可以进去，然后与我母亲相会。
And I really long for heaven, and this is a place where good people go, and that one day I shall see my mom there.
所以呢，我回想我自己的一生呢，我觉得就是很愚昧，然后很无知。然后也是一个被盗的罪人。
Thinking back, I felt that I was very foolish and I was a great sinner.
所以转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me and I will return to you.
神的大爱呢，可以让我有这个机会，算是一种浪子，然后回到家里来。
The great love of God allow me, who is a prodigal son, to be able to come back.
我们最后翻一张经节，约翰一书第四章第十节。
Lastly, let's refer to 1 John chapter 4, verse 10.
约翰一书第四章第十节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子做我们的，为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。所以呢，神的爱是伟大的。
The love of God is great.
所以我希望这个见证可以帮助很多人。
I hope this testimony can be of help to many.
愿一切的荣耀、尊贵、颂赞都归于神的名下。
May all the glory and praises be unto the name of God.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen. Thank God for a wonderful testimony. We can see that prayer for our children is effective.
以前荣姐妹啊，跟小弟同工过，那时候我还不是传道人。
Sister Rung had a co-work with me when I was not yet a preacher.
我最记得她说的一句话。
I remember one thing that she said.
求主耶稣啊，用棍子大大的打我儿子，把他打醒。
May the Lord Jesus use a big cane to hit my son.
想不到这样的一个说法，在他死后竟然实现了。
I can't imagine that this really happened after her passing.
所以哦，你对孩子的祷告哦，那个你我们过走了之后都还有功效。
So your prayer for your children can continue to have effect after you passed away.
所以不要放弃我们的孩子。
So let us not give up on our children.
要常常的提醒他们。
Let us remind them often.
常常的为他们祷告。
And pray for them often.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray together.
到几点结束？忘记了。
我也不记得。